May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we have the third and, surprise to me, the last clip from this lecture of Shunyu Suzuki that he gave on July 26th, 1965, in the afternoon, 1 p.m. of a session. And you know, first I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read from the light edit, and very light edit. I mean, it includes things I cut out. Then you're going to hear the audio. And let's see. Oh, I wanted to make a comment. I can't believe what my wife did. You know, I mean, I'm frightened when she goes shopping with Alice because Alice has a lot more money than we do. And they like to go shopping together. Why would you do that? I mean, why wouldn't you just go shopping when it was like really important because you had to have something? Like you were running out of food. There wasn't enough food for dinner. You had to go get something. No, they just go shopping. This is frightening. And sometimes she buys things we don't really need. I tell her, don't buy me something else to wear. I have plenty to wear. And she got some new floor mats outside. We have a pretty large overhang out front, so we have some mats out there you can wipe your feet on, you know, before coming in. Well, that's all right. I mean, we had some, but she used them elsewhere. So we have floor mats here and floor mats there. But one of them she got, now this is the whole reason I'm leaving this. It says love, L-O-V-E. My wife got a love mat. And you know what she got for the kitchen about a year ago? A little sign that says something like, bless this kitchen or something like that. I mean, this is, is this trend going to continue? I said, Katrinka, you got a mat? Now, this is a mat to the door to our bedroom, which is like a side front door. I said, you got a mat that says love. She said, yes. She said, what do you think of it? I said, you know what I think of it. I think it's beautiful and it's, I'm just so impressed that you got it. It's heartwarming. So, and you know, there's some places in Bali that have signs all over that have these cute, trite phrases. This is what I'm wondering maybe this is, you know, we're getting on in age. Maybe this is like a thing that's happening with her. I have a couple of friends who, you know, when they hit their 80s, and these are tough love friends. Suffer no fools type people that just get nicer and nicer and sort of lovey and just really sweet. Maybe this is a trend here. Okay, so that's enough of that. You understand my situation there. So look, here I'm going to read And then you're going to hear Shunyu Suzuki speak it. This is, and you've listened to the two prior clips. So Koji, you know, had traffic going by all the time outside. So it's not like Tatsuhara lectures where you got crickets and creek. But I did a little noise reduction, and you can hear it all. And there's not just that. There's, like, stuff going on in Sokoji. There's bangs and, you know, chairs moving. At one point, there's a big bang. And he's saying a word right into it, so I just left it there. Oh, yeah, I ran it through a low-pass filter three times. That reduced the bang quite a bit. Okay, so here we go. Today, I just gave you some general idea of our system. As a Soto student, this point should not be neglected. When we study Buddhism intellectually, we should be concentrated on this point, as well as your practice. Just practice is not so good, because you may practice Zazen for the sake of something. You will abuse your Zen practice until you mix pure practice with various fancy or wrong practices. In short, the Soto way is to use everything in the right purpose and to put everything in its own place. What should be put on a high place should be put on a high place. What should be put on the floor should be put on the floor. In America, you know, you put scriptures on the floor, where you walk. We don't, you know, but I don't know how to treat those scriptures in your way of life. So until I find out some way, I won't say don't put scriptures on the floor, but this is not supposed to be treated as rubbish. This is not rubbish. Scriptures should be put on a table or altar or in your hand. Those small things are very important. And with this idea, we study science. What is science? What is religion? What is philosophy? There is the way to study philosophy. There is a particular way to study science. There is a particular way to study religion. Religion should be studied by religious way, not by science. A scientist cannot criticize religion unless he becomes religious. Or religion gives way to science and philosophy. To find the meaning of science is religion. To find the meaning of philosophy is religion. But in science or in philosophy, there is no religion. This relationship is very important. Dogen Zenji says, although you know our ordinary way in our worldly life, there is no Buddha's way. People understand that or not. I don't know. May not understand it. But he says they may understand it is impossible to realize, to know what is religion in the worldly way. But from the viewpoint of religion, there is no worldly life. Everything we do is religion. This kind of system is very important for us. I shall be very glad if you find out what this kind of understanding is, if you find out why this kind of understanding is so important, so necessary for us. It is very important because it is the only way to find out harmony in various religions we have. When various religious people understand this secret, this system, the religion will be one, not Buddhism, not Christianity, not one school of Christianity or Buddhism. The one whole big family of religious people will be established. There is this possibility in Dogen's understanding. I said I was going to be reading a light edit, but I accidentally read the verbatim. I kept thinking I was reading it. What? They left this in a light edit? Finally, I got to the bottom. It said verbatim. And I had the verbatim and the light edit open right next to each other. But anyway, so I sort of light edited it as I read, and that's fine. So here, let's hear Shunyu Suzuki talk about this.
Today, I just gave you some general idea of our system. At this point, as a sort of student, this point should not be neglected. When we study Buddhism intellectually, we should be concentrated on this point. And as well as your practice. Just practice is not so good, because you may practice Zazen for sake of something. You will abuse your Zen practice until you mix pure practice with various fancy or wrong practice. In short, sort of way is to use everything in right purpose and to put everything its own place. What should be put on high place should be put on high place. And what should be put on the floor should be on the floor. In America, you know, you put scriptures on the floor where you work. We don't, you know. But I don't know how to do it, how to treat those scriptures in your way of life. So until I find out some way, I don't say don't put scriptures on the floor. But this is not supposed to be treated as a rubbish, you know, as rubbish. This is not rubbish. Scripture should be put on table or altar or in your hand. Those small things is very important. And with this idea, we study science. What is science? What is religion? What is philosophy? That's the way to study philosophy. That's a particular way to study science. There's a particular way to study religion. Religion should be studied by religious way, not by science. Scientists cannot criticize religion unless he become religious. But religion gives or give way science and philosophy. To find the meaning of science is religion. To find the meaning of philosophy is religion. In science or in philosophy, there is no religion. This relationship is very important. Dogen Zenji then says, although you know our ordinary way in our ordinary worldly life, there is no Buddha's way. People understand that. Or not, I don't know. May not understand it. But he said, they may understand. It is impossible to realize, to know what is religion in worldly way. But From viewpoint of religion, there is no worldly life. Everything what we do is religion. This kind of system is very important for us. I shall be very glad if you find out why this kind of understanding is so necessary for us. It is very important because it is the only way to find out the harmony in various religions we have. When various religious people understand this secret, this system, the religion will be one. Not Buddhism, not Christianity, not one guru of Christianity or Buddhism. The one whole big family of religious people will be established. Then this possibility in his understanding.
Yeah, you know, from the point of view of religion, he says, here again he's using this word religion, which a lot of people are uncomfortable with. Wait, I thought Zen was a way of life, or et cetera, whatever, anything not to use the word religion. I grew up in a home with a really good understanding, I would humbly say. I still remember things my parents, especially my father, said that I'm so grateful for, you know. It was what I'd call non-theistic Christian, precursor to the New Age, New Thought Christianity, but hardly. It's like mind only, right? So I grew up translating these words like God and Jesus and religion into something that made sense. And what I find is that most people seem to be stuck on the definitions of these words that they were around when they grew up, and they find them have too much baggage, right? Now, I sort of agree. I don't use them myself, but if I hear them, I can translate them, right? But anyway, the point I remember now is, from the point of view of religion, he said, everything's religious. I mean, that's the way I remember it now. In other words, there's not really religious things you're doing and worldly things you're doing. There's not really practice things we're doing and everyday life things we're doing. It's all... There's no break. There's no vacation from practice. But practice should be effortless anyway. So it's practice is a vacation. This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. Wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.